Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women Leading the Way Radio Show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today. Hey, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Women Lead Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I'm Michelle Berquist, your host of Women Who Lead. And with me today is our leading lady, Karen Archiplay, who is the co-founder and actual the owner of Archie's, oh my gosh, this is such a cool name, Archie's Acres. And so, Karen, welcome to our show today. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm excited. Our topic today, which I love, is Basil, Everyone, A Businesswoman's Story of Farm to Market. So I am excited just to be able to kind of start out and have you share just briefly, it's like, how did you even start Archie's Acres? I mean, what is it and how did you start it?
Well, Archie's Acres is a small-scale organic farm. And my husband and I bought this property in 2005, just before he left for his third tour in Iraq. And while he was in Iraq, we received our first water bill. And that was the moment, I always say, that we became a sustainable farm. Because from the time that happened, my husband started researching how to keep it, and we became a hydro-organic farm. So we grow hydroponically, which we conserve up to 90% less water.
How is that possible? Can you share a little? Because, you know, right now, just
absolutely,
for our listeners, we are in Southern California. There is a huge drought going on in Southern California. So, I mean, this is another element, I'm assuming, of your business model. But talk to us about the hydroponic. That is, I've never even heard the word before. What does that mean?
So hydroponic, it's a Latin term for water works. And hydroponic growing is not a new anything. It's been around since the Hanging Gardens of Babylon and the floating Aztec gardens. It's literally when you're taking a nutrient film of water and you run it underneath the plant, if you can recycle that water and come back, you're able to add nutrients to it, and the only water you lose is what that plant actually uses.
This is incredible. And so you're, if I'm understanding, and this is me in layman's terms, right? I'm the dumb person here. You're saying that, like, with the water you use, it's like the plants and the what, you know, the greenery.
Yeah, the
like
water that you would lose.
The water.
So, so you're not losing to evaporation. It's whatever that plant would actually drink. That's the only water that comes out of your reservoir. Otherwise, it recycles back. That's what I mean.
I'm curious, and I'm fascinated with this. So, just as a question,
cool. How
many of these hydroponic, you know, environments are there? I mean, are there a lot of your type of businesses out there? Or is yours very unusual and unique in what's going on?
You know, when we started it, we are the first certified organic hydroponic farm anywhere. Because we had people coming to see us from all over the nation saying, how are you doing that? And we looked back at them like, how are you not? We didn't understand. So my husband had really created a system that could go. He was an amazing inventor in putting our system together so that we could use organic practices. But it's because we actually live organic. So when we grow, there was no question as to whether it would be organic. But today, I'm happy to tell you, now this is 10 years since we bought our property, 9 years since we began growers. Today, there are certified organic hydroponic operations throughout America.
Yay.
And we're thrilled about that. To me, you know what, that's information that should be shared because, you know, America needs its growers. And we need to be doing good practices.
You're so right. You're so right. And it's like, I mean, I think I shared with you right before we came on the show that it's like, you know, I'm from the Midwest. So it's like, you know, farmers, and my grandfather was a farmer, and, you know, the whole kind of subsidy thing is always a contention and conversation. So I'm curious with you, you're out here in Southern California. Now, has your husband and your process, have you guys taken this to help other farmers, or is it just it has kind of taken off as an industry all its own?
You know what? It's taken off as an industry all its own. I would say that people get inspired and they go for it. I want to see that. But also, we teach sustainable organic agriculture as a career for transitioning military as well as civilians, as well as active duty. So we took our practices, and actually my husband nearly reenlisted, and we actually created this program as a way my husband could continue to serve, but serve from home. And that was just, it wasn't okay with me for him to go back over. So that is
how
why we came up with this.
And you said he was, how many tours was he on? And first of all, you know, of course,
three.
We want to say thank you so much for our veterans, but whoa, three tours, that has to, that has a tough thing on the family and the household. I totally understand. You know,
right.
I guess this is fascinating to me only because you have such a different business model. Now, what you actually sell and what you market is, share with our listeners. I mean, what you actually sell to the marketplace and to like Whole Foods is what product?
We do living basil, so that's what we're known for. And so it's a very nice size plant where it has the live root at the bottom. We actually created our own hydroponic systems to put in the store so that they would not be drowned, so that they're actually left in the same environment they were grown in. So it has a very nutrient film of water. So when you take that plant home, you can put it in a dry vase on your kitchen counter and give it a tablespoon of water every other day. And that plant could last for several weeks.
Well, and that leads
me
to ask
you,
Karen, how did you even come up with this idea? I mean, as a business, and also I love the name, Archie's Acres. It's like, how did that come about? But first, how did you, was this your idea? Was it you and your husband together? Because I know you've got the whole sustainable thing that went on with it. But how did you even come up with the idea to grow basil and then obviously sell it to, you know, Whole Foods and the marketplace?
So my husband, when he came back from Iraq, was April of 2006, and his end of service was October. During that time, we built our first greenhouse. When we went to name our farm, we thought about it. My husband was known as Archie in the military, and I said, well, that would make me Mrs. Archie. So we thought, okay, well, why not Archie's Acres, right? So that actually worked. So Archie's Acres was born. And then with our small greenhouse coming out, we had grown about four or five different types of crops. So we had romaine lettuce, thyme, sage, rosemary, and then we had basil. And so as we were looking at what we would grow commercially, we realized that the niche was really in the basil. But I will tell you, I have to give full credit to Don Nishiguchi of Whole Foods Market, because Don Nishiguchi was the one that said, I love that basil. That's what I want. And our whole concentration, today we are known for our basil.
And besides do you also, do you do the thyme, the sage, and the rosemary as well? Or everything is focused on basil?
And mostly focused on basil, but we do grow kale, chard. We've grown bok choy. We do beautiful tomatoes. We have our farm is a very small footprint, but we do so much with it. So we have bell peppers, red organic heirloom variety bell peppers. We have a couple varieties of tomatoes. Our kale is out of this world. Just a really nice dark dino kale. So we have products people wait for, and we have avocados. From that first water bill, that's why we're...
You're wetting my appetite just as you're talking. It's like I'm going, oh, my gosh, my kale's so big right now. It's like everything is about kale, kale, kale. Is that, you know, kind of a hot seller for you right now? Is kale kind of steaming up because it's more popular and whatnot? So
it is so good. Well, you know, it's so good for you. That's why. That's why it's so popular.
Yeah.
People put it in their smoothies or they make potato chips. Mm-hmm. I'm making actual chips this afternoon with our leftover kale.
Yum.
From Harvest.
Okay,
so.
I'm hungry now. I want some kale chips. Yeah. That sounds I love it. Okay, so I'm going to keep going backwards because I well, – go ahead.
That's
I'm sorry.
Okay.
We're not – keep going. So.
Well, I would just say I want to kind of circle back to your original question, though. And I would say that, you know, my husband and I have done amazing things together. But I would say that for the women out there, we just did an interview yesterday, and it was so interesting to hear them talking about our veterans and how important they are, and that's an absolute correct. I also want to say that our veteran spouses really need a shout-out, and not just for myself, but for the many women that I have seen with children and when their spouses come back, men or women, their spouses come back with wounds, and those women and men kick it into gear unbelievably. And
no,
so
you're right.
I just, you know, for my husband and I would tell you that I said, babe, I think we're going to teach sustainable organic ag. And he laughed at me, and then we created it. Now, do we do it together? Absolutely. You know, might that have come up if I hadn't been here? Probably not.
You're sweet. Well, I love what you said. You know, years ago, I taught a portable entrepreneurial program for military spouses and had no idea, you know, what the spouses give up just when, you know, the other spouse is serving and, you know, serving and doing their duties, you know, I mean, their duty. And it just is amazing, you know, just the lifestyle. You know, I don't think unless you're a part of that or you've interacted with anybody in the military that you know, it's like all the things that go up. It's not just the person who's serving in the military. You're right. It's the family and also the spouses of. So rock on that one. I'm totally with you. You know, one question, Karen, I've gotten. I have so many questions, and I know we have such limited time. But, you know, come back, because I want to still focus on the veterans. But come back to, you know, with you and your husband starting this business, and, you know, I think, okay, you're growing basil. And it's like, how did you even think, I mean, where were you guys looking at your market, and how did you land on Whole Foods? Were you trying a lot of different places, and then you got the attention of Whole Foods, or how did that whole process go? Because that sounds like a magical, you know, major commercial account. And how did that happen for you?
Well, I will tell you that for me, I was fairly new into living in this area, and I eat organic. So I only knew Jimbo's, and I knew Whole Foods. So those are the stores that I knew, because that's where I shopped. And
right.
So when I went over to Whole Foods, I did not make an appointment. I actually came through the door, and I offered both a nursery plant and then the full plant that we're known for. And that is the day I met Don Nishiguchi, and it was actually his first week at Whole Foods, and we didn't even know that. But Don said, I love it. I love the big plant. I'm going to come see your farm, and if you pass inspection, you can do this. And we really respected that, but I literally left that store, went straight over to Jimbo's, and I had my big plant only because I was worried that we would not sell enough, right? I didn't understand that they had several stores. So I said to Jimbo's, you know, we're selling this plant in this area, and I wondered if you bought from local farmers. And they said, that's great. Well, where do you sell? And I said, well, Whole Foods, which was not appropriate because they hadn't been out to
our
farm
yet. That got his attention. Yeah.
But it got their attention. They said, we love it. And you know what? Whole Foods came out, and we were good to go. And it was great because we had a 30-by-60-foot greenhouse, which can produce about 400 basil plants a week. And suddenly we were maxed out. Because between Jimbo's and Whole Foods, we were at the places that we knew. And Whole Foods has a wonderful reputation. I know they've had a lot of bad press lately, but they are very, very good to small farmers. And we've had a beautiful relationship with them.
Well, and, you know, so many of our listeners, Karen, are small business owners. You know, when we have, you know, our listeners are throughout the U.S., but you know, from your standpoint as a woman-owned business, you know, and then I want to go to the veteran thing here in a minute, you know, what is it that you feel you could share with our listeners about approaching, you know, a big company like that? I mean, what did you learn from it? What was kind of your key to success that got the Whole Foods attention? I mean, you share it was an amazing experience and that they really liked your big product, your basil, but what was it that you think you did that was really key to your success? I'm curious because so many people want to go after that big commercial market just as an entrepreneur.
Okay, so as an entrepreneur, I'm going to answer that more so than as just a farmer. For walking in with Whole Foods, it was just walking in the door and saying, we have something that's really good. We had an organic live basil plant, which was not heard of before. And so it was an opportunity for them to have a niche, and it was an opportunity for us to have a niche. But we had a confidence about that. Like, we had tried it. We grew it at home. I knew that, you know, it'd be a plant that'd be a good bargain for the buyer. But I'll take it a step back further. And before we became farmers, I'm a serial entrepreneur, and I go back to being in fashion. And I will tell you that when I sold to my largest stores, I picked up the phone and just called them. And if they answer the phone and you sound like you're supposed to be there and you know the right name to ask for, they'll put you through. And that is how I sold. I sold to BB, Nordstrom, got into Federated. Well, Federated never actually, I chose not to out of their rules, but I went all the way to the top. It was no problem because you have to be able to pick up the phone and dial that call. And that works every time.
That's hysterical. And so, you know, just for the entrepreneurs that are out there, because I know, again, there's so much I want to ask you. If you was it your pitch? I mean, did you just say, hey, I've got this product, I'd love to see you? You know, can you kind of share what your steps are to kind of getting your foot in the door like that? I know the call is important, but if you get the call, then what was it? Did you have 30 seconds to kind of take your case?
Absolutely. Well, you say exactly. You say, I have a niche item. I have a fantastic item. It's made in the USA. It's, you know, why it's fabulous. And I'd like to make an appointment to come and show you. Or can I send you a photograph right now? That's how I did it.
You are good.
I literally took a photograph and sent it, and I got an order before I met the woman. It was incredible.
Oh, my gosh. It is incredible. And, I mean, again, one of the things I love is I wish I would have come up with this phrase, but I'm taking it from someone else that I've heard for years, and that is there's riches and niches. But what I love most about what you're sharing with all of our listeners and with our audience on Women Lead Radio is that, number one, you're passionate about what you do. I mean, you live it, you eat it, you breathe it, literally. You know, and then to be able to do something, you know, that gives back as well, you know, for the environment with the whole, I want to get this word right, the hydroponic, you know, process that you're talking about. And then there's another element. I mean, you've got a double effect here of what you give back for. And this is the whole veteran component. So share with our listeners a little bit about that, of how you also teach veterans who want to start organic farms. Is that right? I mean, you have a real sweet spot for that. What do you guys do for veterans?
So we created the Veteran Sustainable Agriculture Training Program in 2007. And it was actually my husband, like I said, had considered reenlisting. That was not okay. We came up with an opportunity that, you know, I thought, okay, if this works, will that work? And he says, yes. So that's what we did. I set out to prove that we could do this as a way he could stay connected, but we could give back. Today, our program is the Sustainable Agriculture Training Program through Cal Poly Pomona, and our six-week program is a full immersion course into sustainable organic agriculture as a career. We go from seed to market on growing, but then we also go from concept of a business idea to presentation of a business plan. And the whole idea here is to understand how to crunch numbers, how to choose a niche product. In agriculture, we need growers. Throughout America, we need growers. We're down to less than 1%. But also, less than 1% have served in the last several conflicts. So we think we're the other 1%. We're trying to work that out.
I love it.
But I will tell you, agriculture is a family business, and it's so viable. A 1/10 of an acre greenhouse here in San Diego, our greenhouse, is 35 foot by 120. We grow hydroorganically. I'm just going to keep saying organic in there because that's really important to me. But for that one-acre greenhouse, it'll cost about $145,000 to build. But it has a net profit of approximately $70,000. And that's after you pay somebody $12 an hour full-time, you know, so that you have at least a little bit of time off. But, I mean, that, for a small family, can really make a difference. So Colin and I, we feel like we're trying to reinvigorate the family farm throughout America.
Well, I
and
love
that's
that.
Through our class.
I think that's awesome. So how many veterans actually go through it? I mean, it sounds like it's a real niche, you know, for veterans that have an interest in growing something. Am I right? So how does Cal Poly?
Oh, absolutely.
How do you find veterans that have that interest?
We actually teach agriculture on base, and we've been doing that for about the last 7 years, where we actually teach a class on introduction to agriculture. And yesterday we participated with the USDA for the new program that we helped to create, and that is for introducing it into their transition readiness class.
Cool.
And so we bring the idea that, you know, 46% of military come from rural background. And so in many cases, when we meet our veterans on base or civilians for that matter, they may have land that they are not doing anything with. And like the example I just gave you for the tenth of an acre greenhouse, we're not talking about needing a lot of land. We're talking about having the opportunity to make a very decent living on a very small piece of land.
Well, and that leads to
so if we grow something,
you know, when you talk about seed to market, you know, I would think like fine restaurants, that's like, don't they want local growers? Is that where there's really opportunity? Okay.
So you have opportunity in restaurants. So throughout America, we have procurement agencies. It's for the frozen food market. It's for the fresh food market. It's for superstore. It's the supermarket chains. Then you have restaurants. Then you have catering. So there's so many levels of people that are looking for fresh vegetables. We don't have enough growers. We need growers in America. And the
opportunity is absolutely there. The message is, we don't have enough growers. I want people to know that. And, you know, there's so many people that have green thumbs that they just don't. I know they don't see it that way. Because, you know, the bad news is that's out there is that we're importing everything, right, that's grown. So that's a bummer right there. But are there certain areas of the U.S. that have maybe a better opportunity for organic
say scarcity drives demand. We have less than 1% of farmers in America, less than 1%. That is like being on an empty tank of gas and hoping you're going to make it to that next exit. We're importing far too much food. We live in America. We have an opportunity to reclaim that market for communities. There's no reason that they should not be able to go in any community. We have areas where the water has been tainted for one reason or another. It could have been a vermiculite mine. It could have been something with the fracking. It could have been anything. In those areas, agriculture ceases to exist. That is a problem. With this type of technology, we say give us your worst land, and you can go in those areas and actually set up grow operations and be feeding people organically within 6 weeks. Well, 3 months to build a greenhouse, and then 6 weeks to establish your crop.
Well, building the greenhouse is the easy part. It's in the other. But, you know, I want to have you share, if any of our listeners want more information, if they want to reach you, you know, if they've got any questions on building a greenhouse or going from seed to market, how would you like people to reach you? Share with our listeners.
Oh, please go to our website. It's www.archisacres.com. It's Archie's Acres, but there's no E in Archie's. And on our website, you can see we have one class left for the year, and it starts on October 12th, and then we will begin again in January. But we'd love to have you visit our website and see if this is a match for you. America needs growers, and we're looking for them, absolutely.
And I love that there are contact us on your website, so if anybody wants to contact you maybe via phone or anything
there,
like that, they can do that as well.
Absolutely, and I can give our 800 number. We have a 1-800-933-5234.
That
so
is
1-800,
No, I think the opportunity is amazing, and for all the veterans, you know, that we know are coming back here, you know, and we're trying to get them jobs, and it's like the job market is not that wonderful. I'm a big champion of entrepreneurship, so this is an amazing opportunity that when you and I get off the phone, I've got something I'll share with you that I'm pretty excited about, Karen. So let me final with my wrap-up question, and I want you to talk about the future. I mean, what's the future for Archie's Acres? It's like, are you looking to do more of these? Are you happy with where you and your husband are? Or kind of paint a picture for us of what you see the future for you and your organic farm.
Thank you for asking. Well, we are actually, we became a B Corp, and we were just given the award for, we were one of the 10 companies with Best for the World, which was a real point of pride. But we are building greenhouses throughout America. We opened up for investment, which is a really new arena. We've got a great business partner, Kyle Scrimgeour, and we're taking money in where we're building 1-acre greenhouses. And what's going to happen is that we'll have a VSAT graduate that will take that on as a 5-year deployment. And within that 5 years, they can decide if they want to own it themselves. At the end of the 4th year, they can refinance it and own it by that 5th, as a commitment.
Amazing.
End, which is very exciting for us. And we really see an opportunity to have Archie's Acres throughout America. And that'll be through our VSAT graduates. And then when it becomes their own, whether they keep it in Archie's Acres or put it in their name, they can choose at that time.
That's so cool. And you know,
so that's
my last
our
question
future
to you is, well, I mean, what do you guys hope is your legacy? Because you're doing an amazing, I mean, seriously, there are so many, I just think it's a very unique business model, which excites me when I see something different and unique, and especially when it can be that contained and specialized for opportunity. But, you know, with you and your husband, I'm just kind of curious. It's like, what are you hoping your legacy is, both with the veteran community and then, you know, for farmers? You know, this is an amazing kind of double thing that you've got going on here.
Well, thank you for that. You know, for us, it's really we love it. We love what we do. I like that we were able to affect change. And what more could you ask in a lifetime, right, than to be able to help someone else? And we've been able to help a lot of someone else's. And that is just a real incredible feeling. So for us, and we're helping our food system, and that's nice for our rivers, our streams, our oceans. We have to take care of our planet. Where else are we going to go? So to us, if we can make a difference, it matters.
And I got to say, we're going to wrap up on that because that just lifted me up and made me go, yay, that's an awesome way to wrap up our show. And so, Karen, thank you so much for sharing. I do hope you get some interest because, you know, out here, I just know throughout the United States, there's so many of us that want to support and help veterans, which I think is amazing what you're doing. Best of success to you and your husband. And to all of our listeners, I hope you enjoyed hearing this. If any of you know a veteran or it's like, you know, you want to reach out to Karen and her company, again, it's www.Archie's, A-R-C-H-I-S, and then Acres, Acres.com. Check out their website. It's amazing. Thanks to all of our listeners today. I want to thank Karen for being our leading lady, and I'm great and excited happy to announce that next week our leading lady will be Kaylin Bowling and Nikki Carlson, who are the co-founders of Chic Execs. They are media and retail placement experts, and they can't wait to hear all the things they do for women entrepreneurs that have products and help them get to large retailers and companies. So from all of us here at Women Lead Radio, thank you for listening. Have a great weekend, and we will see all of you next week. And do remember one thing as a female professional, and that is go out there and support one another. Thank you for listening.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused, business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.